Section 4.3, Planetary Science. Strategy. Planetary science is a grand human enterprise that seeks to understand the history of our solar system and the distribution of life within it. The scientific foundation for this enterprise is described in the NRC Planetary Science Decadal Survey, Vision and Voyages for Planetary Science in the Decade 2013 to 2022. Planetary science missions inform us about our neighborhood and our own origin and evolution. They are necessary precursors to the expansion of humanity beyond Earth. Through 5 decades of planetary exploration, NASA has developed the capacity to explore all of the objects in our solar system. Future missions will bring back samples from some of these destinations, allowing iterative, detailed study and analysis back on Earth. In the future, humans will return to the Moon, go to asteroids, Mars, and ultimately other solar system bodies to explore them, but only after they have been explored and understood using robotic missions. NASA's Planetary Science Program pursues a strategy of surveying the planetary bodies of our solar system and targeting repeated visits to those bodies likely to enable greatest progress toward answering fundamental science questions. For selected planetary bodies, science drivers require successive visits that progress from flyby missions to orbiters, to landers and entry probes, to rovers, and ultimately to sample return missions. With the imminent flyby of the dwarf planet Pluto by the New Horizons mission in 2015, NASA will have made significant progress toward an initial reconnaissance of all the major bodies in the solar system within 33 astronomical units of the Sun. In addition, with the arrival of the Dawn spacecraft at the dwarf planet Ceres, the completion of the Mercury Surface, Space Environment, Geochemistry and Ranging, MESSENGER, mission at Mercury, and continuing robotic exploration of Mars, NASA has built on previous reconnaissance efforts with more in-depth studies of nearby targets. Missions in development and those planned for the future continue the journey. NASA's strategic objective in planetary science is to ascertain the content, origin, and evolution of the solar system and the potential for life elsewhere. We pursue this goal by seeking answers to fundamental science questions that guide NASA's exploration of the solar system. How did our solar system form and evolve? Is there life beyond Earth? What are the hazards to life on Earth? The Planetary Science Division has translated these important questions into science goals that guide the focus of the division's science and research activities. Explore and observe the objects in the solar system to understand how they formed and evolve. Advance the understanding of how the chemical and physical processes in our solar system operate, interact, and evolve. Explore and find locations where life could have existed or could exist today. Improve our understanding of the origin and evolution of life on Earth to guide our search for life elsewhere. Identify and characterize objects in the solar system that pose threats to Earth or offer resources for human exploration. In selecting new missions for development, NASA's Planetary Science Division strives for balance across mission destinations, using different mission types and sizes. Achievement of steady scientific progress requires a steady cadence of missions to multiple locations, coupled with a program that allows for a consistent progression of mission types and capabilities from small and focused to large and complex as our investigations progress. The division also pursues partnerships with international partners to increase mission capabilities and cadence and to accomplish like-minded objectives. Challenges. Many of the key challenges the Planetary Science Division faces in carrying out the NASA 2014 Science Plan are common across all of the SMD science divisions and are well articulated in Chapter 3.3, e.g. access to space, mission cost estimation and management, technology development and demonstration, and impediments to international collaboration. The budget environment assumed by the Decadal Survey has not been realized, impacting the Planetary Science Division's ability to implement all the Decadal Survey recommendations within the decade. In a constrained budget environment, NASA may need to make trade-offs between competed and strategic missions, across planetary destinations, and among research and technology investments, all while supporting the most meritorious science and technology investigations proposed, as well as providing opportunities to develop the workforce, especially early career scientists. In addition, NASA faces concerns regarding the availability of plutonium-238, which fuels the radioisotope power systems, RPS, that provide electrical power for spacecraft and planetary probes where the Sun is too far distant, not consistently observable, or too obscured to rely on solar energy. U.S. production of plutonium-238 ceased in the 1980s, and the limited existing supply has continued to age. Because availability of plutonium-238 is so important to planetary science, and ultimately to human exploration, the Planetary Science Division was assigned the responsibility for funding the infrastructure required to produce a reliable supply of plutonium-238 and RPS. The Planetary Science Division is working with DOE to restart domestic production of plutonium-238 under a reimbursable agreement. This effort will ensure an RPS capability is maintained to allow planetary missions throughout the solar system for decades to come. Finally, much of the Planetary Science Division's technology development has come from investments made in implementing the larger strategic missions, such as Cassini, Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter, and Mars Science Laboratory. With fewer potential strategic missions planned for the future, investments in technology are also being reduced to support existing commitments to missions in development and those currently operating. Implementation. The Planetary Science Division includes programs with three major classes of mission destinations: inner planets, Earth's moon, Mars and its satellites, Venus and Mercury; outer planets, Jupiter and its rings and moons, especially Europa; Saturn and its rings and moons, especially Titan and Enceladus; Uranus and its moons; Neptune and its moon Triton; the dwarf planet Pluto and its small moons; and other Kuiper Belt objects. Small bodies: comets, asteroids, and the dwarf planet Ceres in the asteroid belt. The division manages missions to these destinations, including any associated research, through three mission development programs and two research programs. Discovery Program. This program is designed to develop a series of small, PI-led, innovative planetary missions on a frequent basis, solicited from the community as complete scientific investigations through an open, competitive AO. Since the Discovery Program was created in 1992, 11 missions have been selected, and 10 have completed development and launched. New Frontiers Program. This program is designed to develop a series of medium, PI-led, cost-capped, competed planetary missions solicited from the community as complete scientific investigations through an open AO. New Frontiers missions differ from Discovery missions due to a larger cost cap size and the restriction that proposed missions are limited to a list provided in the AO. In the past, this mission list has been recommended by the NRC's Planetary Science Decadal Survey. New Frontiers has selected three missions, and two have completed development and launched. New Frontiers may also develop instruments for International Missions of Opportunity, MOOs. Mars Exploration Program. The Mars Exploration Program, MEP, is a science-driven, technology-enabled effort to characterize and understand Mars as a system, including its current environment, climate, and geological history, and biological potential. In a strategy generally known as Follow the Water, measurements were carried out using robotic assets at Mars over the past decade. With mounting evidence of a wet and warm past on Mars, the program's focus is shifting to answering the next logical question: did life ever arise on Mars? The successes of recent missions have led NASA to conclude that Mars could have supported microbial life. Therefore, the program is evolving to focus on determining whether Mars was ever habitable, and through a strategy of seeking signs of life, if evidence of extinct or extant life can be identified. Although constrained budgets do not support a sample return mission in the foreseeable future, the eventual collection and return of samples from Mars remains the highest strategic priority in the Decadal Survey. MEP is a loosely coupled program, meaning new mission objectives are built on discoveries arriving from past and present objectives. MEP also maintains a data relay network of ultra-high-frequency radios on all orbiters that NASA sends to the Red Planet to enable communication with future NASA and international partner landers and rovers. Currently, all rover data is relayed via the two NASA science orbiters at Mars, MRO and Mars Odyssey. Planetary Science Research and Analysis Program. Competed research and analysis enables utilization of the data returned by planetary science missions. Discoveries and concepts generated by the Planetary Science Research and Analysis Program are the genesis of scientific priorities, new mission concepts, and science instruments, and provide the crucial context within which mission data are interpreted. Planetary science is inherently cross-cutting, spanning ground-based telescope observations, theoretical work, laboratory studies, field work, and the continuing analysis and modeling of data and return samples from past missions. New emergent fields of research sometimes lead to new research program elements, such as the interdivisional exoplanets program coordinated between the Planetary Science and Astrophysics divisions, highlighted on page 87. We're on 63 now. The division has recently reorganized its planetary science instrument development into two new projects, MATISSE, Maturation of Instruments for Solar System Exploration, and PICASSO, Planetary Instrument Concepts for the Advancements of Solar System Observations, which address low TRL, TRL 1-3, and mid-TRL, TRL 3-6, technologies, and are further discussed in the Technology Development section. The Planetary Science Research and Analysis Program provides unique mission support capabilities to enable and facilitate planetary science research. Sample return curation facilities to store, disseminate, and support the analysis of extraterrestrial samples, including those returned from other planetary bodies. The Planetary Data System, PDS, to archive and disseminate data from planetary science missions. Virtual institutes such as the NASA Astrobiology Institute, NAI, and the New Solar System Exploration Research Virtual Institute, SSERVI, to enable broad collaboration on key scientific foci. Near-Earth Objects Program. NEOs are comets and asteroids that have been nudged by collisions and the gravitational influence of nearby planets into orbits that allow them to enter the Earth's neighborhood. NASA leads the world in the detection and characterization of NEOs and provides critical funding to support the ground-based observatories that are responsible for the discovery of NEOs. In particular, the NEO program has cataloged more than 95% of all NEOs over 1 kilometer in size and enabled flight missions to study asteroids and comets. The Planetary Science Division funds research activities to better understand the motions, compositions, and nature of these objects, including the use of obstacle and radar techniques to better understand their orbits, shapes, sizes, and rotation states. Asteroids are not only important when they cross the Earth's orbit. Studying asteroids can provide insights into the origins of the solar system. The NEO program provides unique mission support capabilities to enable and facilitate this research. The Minor Planet Center at the Smithsonian Astrophysical Observatory to catalog all asteroids, comets, Kuiper Belt objects, and other small bodies, and all known NEOs in our solar system. And nationally unique facilities that complement robotic space explorers, including the Infrared Telescope Facility in Hawaii, the Goldstone Solar System Radar, and SMD's partnership with NSF in the operation of the Arecibo Planetary Radar. Current missions. The Planetary Science Division currently has 10 satellites in orbit, 2 rovers on Mars, and is participating in 5 international missions. Table 4.7 highlights the current planetary science missions. In Table 4.7, there's a list of Discovery Program missions. There are 5 of them, and then the objective of the missions. The New Frontiers Program and their objectives, the Mars Exploration Program and their objectives, and a Strategic and Other Missions category, and the objective of those missions. Current missions to inner planets include the Discovery missions. Dawn, which has completed its survey of the asteroid Vesta and is on its way to survey the dwarf planet Ceres, and MESSENGER, which is in its final year of surveying Mercury. 2 missions are currently orbiting the Moon. Lunar Atmosphere and Dust Environment Explorer, LADEE, was launched in September 2013 for a 4-month mission to investigate the tenuous atmosphere of the Moon and the dust lofted into the lunar atmosphere. And Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter, LRO, is in its 5th year orbiting the Moon, investigating volatiles in the polar regions, the early processes that formed the Moon, the impact history recorded by the Moon, and the Moon's interaction with the solar wind and space environment. Additionally, the Mars Exploration Program has 2 missions orbiting Mars, Mars Odyssey and MRO, and 2 rovers on the Martian surface. Opportunity continues to rove and conduct science investigations, and Curiosity continues to make new discoveries with its suite of advanced tools and analytical instruments. MAVEN, which launched in 2013, will explore Mars's upper atmosphere, ionosphere, and interactions with the sun and solar wind to determine the role that loss of volatile compounds, such as carbon dioxide, nitrogen dioxide, and water, from Mars's atmosphere to space has played through time. This research will provide insight into the history of the planet's atmosphere, climate, liquid water, and habitability. NASA also participates in the payloads and scientific investigations of the current ESA Mars Express Orbiter, as well as the ESA Venus Express Orbiter and the JAXA Venus Climate Orbiter. Current missions to outer planets include Cassini, now in its extended mission in the Saturnian system, New Horizons, now on its way to visit Pluto in 2015, and Juno, which will arrive at Jupiter in 2016. New Horizons and Juno are missions in the New Frontiers program. In addition, NASA is participating with ESA in the Rosetta Comet Rendezvous mission. Missions in Formulation and Development. The NRC Planetary Science Decadal Survey provides science priorities and guidance that the Planetary Science Division uses to develop its portfolio of missions. The survey outlines the need for a balanced suite of discovery, new frontiers, and strategic missions to enable a steady stream of new discoveries and capabilities to address challenges such as potential sample return missions and outer planet exploration. In support of these objectives, NASA also collaborates with the planetary exploration programs of other countries to maximize opportunities for science, providing opportunities for NASA-led science instruments on foreign missions. Table 4.8 highlights the NASA-led missions and international missions with major NASA contributions that are in formulation and development. The expected launch years are subject to change, but provide the relative timeframes for development. Like Table 4.7, Table 4.8 has a list of missions separated by program, and a list of objectives associated with that mission. It only details missions that are currently in formulation. Future missions. The Decadal Survey identifies priorities for future planetary missions, with emphasis on maintaining a balance of discovery, new frontiers, and strategic missions. Work on the highest strategic mission priority has begun with the Mars Rover 2020 mission, which is now in formulation. The Decadal Survey ranked a mission to Europa as the second priority strategic mission, because Europa's subsurface ocean has the greatest potential to harbor extraterrestrial life. The Planetary Science Division has invested in concept studies looking at preliminary design proposals, necessary instrument technology, spacecraft design, planetary protection sterilization procedures, and instruments and systems that can withstand those procedures. In 2014, NASA will issue a request for information to assess options to accomplish the Decadal Survey scientific objectives at Europa for significantly less cost than currently considered mission concepts. The results of the studies will inform a future potential mission to Europa. Consistent with the Decadal Survey priorities, and subject to the future availability of funds, the Planetary Science Division expects to implement a set of missions over the decade as outlined in Table 4.9. Table 4.9 is short and only has two Discovery Program entries, 2020 and 2022, saying that they're for smaller medium-sized missions, and one entry for the New Frontiers Program with a date TBD for medium-sized completed missions. Figure 4.6 is inserted here, and it's a planetary science timeline. The caption reads, "Excluding MRO, MER Opportunity, and Mars Odyssey, which are critical to current and future Mars exploration activities, the extended missions depicted in Figure 4.6 are approved for continuous operations based on a senior peer review conducted by scientists every 2 years to determine the scientific value and priority of further mission extensions." Shown is a timeline from 2000 to 2024 of many large missions. Technology development. Future planetary science missions will require maintenance of existing capabilities and development of new technologies in power generation, propulsion, navigation, aerocapture, instrumentation, miniaturization, radiation hardening, planetary protection implementation, and sample acquisition, handling, return, analysis, and containment. The Planetary Science Division is developing plans to guide technology investments over the next decade to ensure past investments are adequately sustained and to identify the highest priority investments in new capabilities. The division works with STMD to guide agency investments and to identify opportunities to demonstrate new technologies on planetary missions. The division makes investments in future radioisotope power systems capabilities, working through the RPS program office at NASA's Glenn Research Center and with DOE to build current and future systems. The Planetary Science Division manages its instrumentation technology development through two projects in the Planetary Science Research and Analysis Program, MATISSE, Maturation of Instruments for Solar System Exploration, and PICASSO, Planetary Instrument Concepts for the Advancements of Solar System Observations. MATISSE involves mid-TRL technologies and is intended to enable timely and efficient infusion of technology into NASA planetary science missions. PICASSO focuses on low TRL technologies and funds instrument feasibility studies, concept formation, proof-of-concept instruments, and advanced component technology development to the point where the technologies may be proposed for Matisse. Organizing all instrument technology development and demonstration projects for planetary science into these two programs has enabled better management of technology activities and the possibility for larger awards and subsequently faster maturation timescales, specifically through Matisse.